We're in Elul, and as we know from the Tikkuni HaZohar, that every month is represented by another configuration of the Shem Havaya. The Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei has 12 ways to factor it. Each one of these 12 ways is the energy that influences that specific month. And the Tikkun HaZohar says that not only does the month have an influence by a certain Shem, but that Shem actually comes from a Pasuk somewhere in Tanakh. So it's not enough to know the name of the month, you have to know the Pasuk of the month. What do you mean? And it's from that Pasuk that comes the Shem. For example, Nisan is Yismihu HaShemayim V'Tagei La'aretz, Yudkei Vavkei. That's the Pasuk, it's easy enough to remember. The name of the month of Chodesh Elul is He, He, Vav, and Yud. That's the configuration. The two Heheen are next to each other. And then you have Vav, Yud. And what's the Pasuk that it comes from? There's actually a Pasuk in Parashat Beit Hanan. It's Perek Vav, Pasuk Chaf He. The Pasuk says, Ustaka Tehye Lanu. כי נשמור לעשות את כל המצווה הזאת לפני אדוני אלוהינו כאשר סיוונו. The pasuk is teaching us, ושתקה תהיה לנו, and ושתקה, we know what tzedakah is, charity. ושתקה תהיה לנו. The charity will come to us. Don't say we're giving charity here. We're going to get charity. When are we going to get charity? When we observe the mitzvah in front of God, like He commanded us. So if you take the word ustaka, the last letter of the word tzedakah is a he. Tihye is a he, the last letter. Lanu is a vav, and ki is a yud. Ustaka tihye lanu ki. That's where the Shem comes from. Now, obviously there has to be a connection between the month and the Pasuk. They didn't just pick a Pasuk that happens to have the Sofei Tevot of the configuration. You have to read the Pasuk then, and that's going to tell you the theme of the month. And it's like that in all 12 months. We're not only going to do this in Elul, you have to do that in every single month. Find the Pasuk and then hone in on it, and then try to figure out the essence of that pasuk, and then you'll figure out what the essence of that given month is. What does it mean, utzakati yelanu? What is this referring to, utzakati yelanu? There's an Ramban here. It's kedai to know what the Ramban says. The Ramban has a novel interpretation here. The Ramban writes, Gimul ha-mitzvot tzedakah. Rabotai, please rise. Eliyahu HaNavi has just entered the room. Doctor? Baruch Abba. Doctor, it's good to see you. Wow, you got the summer collection up. So the Ramban says a big chiddush over here, and he says, Gimul, kara gimul ha-mitzvot tzedakah. He holds that the reward that we get for keeping the mitzvot is called tzedakah. The fact that you're getting a reward from God, he says, no, that's charity. God's giving you charity. You know, where do you see that God gives tzedakah? The fact that he rewards you for your good deeds. Why, he says? Ki ha'eved ha'kanu l'rabbo, shu hayav la'avod oto. An eved has to serve his master. So therefore, the eved doesn't, cannot demand a payment from the master. As a matter of fact, whatever the master gets, whatever the master gives the eved, goes back to the master. Mashikana eved kanara bo. So the fact that God is generous, that Ramban holds, and you know, lets you keep a reward, in yiten od sachar ba'avodato tzedakah ya'aseimu. So he holds that that's the pshat of the pasuk, utzakati elanu. That at the end of the day, that's what you're getting for all your service. You know, call it charity. Okay, that's a big chadush of the Ramban. That's a big chadush of the Ramban. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he's not so happy with this pirush. He says, "The Ramban pirush, ki schar ha-mitzvot yeh b'torat tzedakah." He says, "Ve'en ha-katuv meyushav al nachon." He says, it's not tzedakah, because once God told us he's going to give us reward, so that's it, he has to give it to us. Not tzedakah, God told us he's going to give us a sachar. Once he told us he's going to give us a reward, it becomes hayuv. Tzedakah might be if he didn't tell us anything, and he said, by the way, here's a few dollars, you know, but he told us from the beginning, do the mitzvot, you're going to get this. That's not called tzedakah, that's called a remuneration, that's called a payment. Anyway, that's the whole discussion over here on how to learn the pshat of this utzakati elanu. Is it charity? Is it not charity? That's what Amigos and Ramban are struggling with this over here. This is what they're involved in. But there might be yet another interpretation to this pasuk, based on something from this week's parasha. This week's parasha, if you open up Perek Yud Tet, pasuk Tet Vav. Perek Yud Tet, pasuk Tet Vav. Let's see what it says over there. So the pasuk here says, "Lo yakum ed echad beish lechol avon ulchol chatat lechol chet asher yicheta al pi shne edim or al pi shlosha edim yakum davar." This is the law of witnesses, the law of edut. So the pasuk says, "Lo yakum ed echad beish," one witness. Lo yakum, not admissible in a court of Jewish law. Lechol avon ulchol chatat, no matter what the sin is, one witness is not going to be accepted. As a matter of fact, if one witness has come to the Beit Din, they throw him out. Not only they throw him out, they give him malkut. The famous story in Masechet Makot, where a witness came into the Beit Din, Zigod, with a Russian guy. He came into the Beit Din, and he testifies in front of the Beit Din, and he says, "Tuvia hata." He said, "This guy Tuvia, he made a sin." So the Beit Din said to the bailiff, "Okay, give malkut to Zigud." So Zigud said, "Tuvia hata, Zigud mingad. Tuvia made a sin, and Zigud gets the lashes. What kind of justice is this?" They said, "Yeah, because you transgressed the Torah. Lo yakum ed echad beish. Lo yakum. You made a suud deoraita. You made a lav. Lechol avon, lechol hatat. I don't care what the sin is. Bottom line, one witness is considered non-admissible. It's hearsay. So you came and you slandered your friend. If you have two witnesses, that is a story, but one witness is just slander, so you have no no footing. Atish ne edim. Two witnesses, or atish lo sha edim, yakum davar. Testimony is admissible if there's two witnesses or three witnesses. Now, obviously, the Gemara jumps all over this pasuk. If testimony is good with two witnesses, then clearly it's good with three witnesses. I mean, if two is good, so three is good. That's a kavahomi. You don't have to tell me three is not going to be worse than two. Two is the minimum. So that means two and up. So why would it have to come out of its way and say, al pi shnei edim, al pi shlosha edim? So, first of all, that she has a law of it, al pi shnei edim, ולא שיכתבו עדותם באיגרת. They cannot have a written testimony. The testimony has to be oral. Has to be they have to be there present to testify. They can't send a written statement, even though it's a signed affidavit. Not enough. Al pi. It's got to be according to the Gemara. I learned to this. Mepihem ולא מפי כתבם. Mepihem, from their mouths and not from their written. So that's the law of mepi, but that she's not bothered with this Shnei Edim, Shlosha Edim. Is somebody bothered with it? At least on the page over here. Ah, Mehilada, she says it, I missed it. What does that she say? Just tell me that she, so I can read it out loud for the Kahal. Where's that Nashi? I don't see the Nashi. Anyway, it's a Gemara Makot. It's a Gemara Makot. And whatever it says over there, we're not learning Masechet Makot. Obviously, that's the question. Yeah? The Ben Ish Chai, the Ben Yosef Chaim, and his Od Yosef Chai has a classic on this one. One of the classics. And he comes along and says that there is three main recipes for a person in order to come out justified in the Yamim Nuraim. Like it says in the Sidur of the Ashkenazim, Tefillah Utshuvah Ustaka Ma'avirim Et Roa Agizera. The book says that there are only three systems, ingredients, in order to get a good judgment. And that is teshuvah, obviously. You have to repent. The teshuvah, obviously, is specifically referring to the teshuvah that we do on Yom Kippur, which is done through fasting. That's part of the teshuvah process. Doesn't only mean the banging on the heart, but the ultimate day of Teshuvah is Kippur, and the ingredient of Kippur has to be done through fasting. Tefillah obviously is prayer, all the prayers, the semichot that we have, and all the extra prayers that we do during these months. And then tzedakah, very interesting. Utzakat tefil mimavet. Tzedakah saves a person from a death sentence. Meaning not only a death sentence, during the, but in Shamayim, when they write the books down, they're looking if he's giving charity. If he's giving charity, the charity is one of the ingredients to save the guy. And the Hakamim say, in the Kabbalah, and the holy books, that these three items are represented in three words. The words are Kol, and Tzom, and Mamon. Kol, is Kol, Kol, Kol Yaakov, the voice, that's Tefillah. Tzom is fasting. And Mamon, everybody knows Mamon is guilt. Money, Mula, is the Tzedakah. And those are the three elements of Teshuvah. Kol, Tzom, Mamon, and the Mefarshim say that they're all equally important. That's why they all have the same numerical value. Kol, for example, Kol Vav Lamed is 136. Psalm is Tzaddi Vav Mem. Tzaddi is 90 and Vav Mem is 46. That's also 136. And Mamon is Mem Mem, which is 80, and Vav Nun, which is 56, which is also 136. So therefore, to come along and say, well, I'm just going to buy my way, I'll give a little charity and don't leave me alone with the prayer. No. You got to fast on Kippur. You have to fast on Tzom Gedaliah. You have to fast on these important days. Okay, you know what? I'm a good fast. It doesn't bother me. But do me a favor, don't ask me for a donation. You have to make donations also. Yeah. They're all equally important. It's one third this, one third this, one third that. And the Hakamim come along and they say that this is what we say in the prayers. You know, after the prayers every day, we say the David. What does it say? I don't see what it says in the David over there. Otiyot Mahkimot. Thank you to be a Yitzhak. Okay. See, there's the Rizut of Hatzalaga. Look how fast he gets the book to you. You see that? So it says over there in the David that we say, David HaMelech says, the David Hashem Uri v'Yishim mi'ira. So it says the Uri is referring to Rosh Hashanah, my life. Hashem Uri is Rosh Hashanah. V'Yishim, that's referring to Yom Kippur. And then the pasuk says Ki Yispinini b'Sukkot, that's referring to Sukkot. So in this chapter over here, we have the allusion of the high holiday season. And in that chapter, what does he say? He says, "If tahane alay mahane, lo yira libi." He says, if a mahane, if a camp or an army rises up against me, lo yira libi. If there's going to be a war, I'm not worried. Why am I not worried? Bezot ani botaya. I am confident in this. Now, obviously, David HaMelech is referring to not only a physical war, but since he's talking about Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, he's talking about the war of the Mekatzrigim. You know, this is the time of year that all the, you know, the prosecutors that have what to say, they go up to Shamayim and they start demanding judgment. You know, this is the time that they want to get paid. And this is the time that there's great prosecution of the Shamayim. So that's the war that we're talking about over here. Bekum alai, when the pasuk says over here, im tachane alai mahane, this is talking about the mahane of enemies that he has in Shamayim, the spiritual enemies. Lo yira libi, I'm not worried. Well, I want to know why David's not worried, because I'm worried. Why shouldn't he be worried? If the Mekatzrigim is going to come and claim against him. He does not bezot ani botaya. He says, I am confident. But what are you confident in? He doesn't tell me what's the item that you're confident in. Bezot ani botaya. What's the item? He says, I told you already, bezot ani botaya. I'm confident in bezot. Well, I don't know what zot is. Well, zot is Zayin Aleph Taf. Zayin Aleph Taf is how much? 408. Well, if you take Kol is 136, and Psalm is 136, and Mammon is 136, but 136 times 3, we have a certified accountant with us today, David Meyer. You don't even need an account, but we have him there anyway. It is confirmed that it is 408. And that's what David HaMelech was saying over here, that why am I so confident that the Machane is not going to be able to get me and the Milchama is not going to be able to rise against me? The Zot ani botaya. I'm confident in the Zot. The Zot refers to the Kol, the Tzom, and the Mamon. And that's what it says on the reading of Yom Kippur. You know, when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Holy of Holies and he's got to petition God that give them a good year and give them all, you know, kind things and benevolence and prosperity and all that stuff. Well, nothing for nothing. He's got to come in with a check, and he's got to hopefully that God will accept the check. So what does Aaron go into the Kodesh Kodeshim with in order to make the deal with God? So the pasuk says, "Bezot yavo Aaron el Kodesh." What is he going with? With the zot. He goes in with the 408. He goes in with the 408. Everybody says, "Borei Olam, look at Am Yisrael. They're praying for a whole month, and they're fasting today on Kippur, and they're giving out money to the tzedakot." So the pasuk clearly says, "Bezot yavo Aaron el Kodesh." With the power of the zot, that's how he goes into the Kodesh. So these are three items that are very, very significant for our tikkun. Kol tzom mamon. Only problem is, we have 620 mitzvot, rabotai. I'm not going to list them for you now. The time is short and ahead of Shabbat.
99.
But you could open up the Sefer HaChinuch. It'll give you all the 613, and there's also seven that are Medrabbanan. The 620 mitzvot. And when they say 613, they mean Medeoraita, but there's really 620. As a matter of fact, if you count the letters in the Ten Commandments, there's exactly 620 letters in the Ten Commandments of Anochi until Lere'echa. And each letter over here represents one of the mitzvot, and there's actually a book that's written that explains how every single letter of the Ten Commandments corresponds to a specific mitzvah. Anyway, that's why we refer to somebody that fulfills the entire Torah. Haramban says he merits to what's called Keter Torah. Keter Torah is the crown of Torah. And Keter is 620. Chaf is 20 and Tafresh is 600. That's what we mean Keter Torah. A king's crown has in it like different types of jewels that are in it, but they have like little spaces that you put the jewels. And if the king's crown is missing, Samantov Jack, Abiyah Ben, Mabruk. If the king's crown is missing even one jewel, he can't wear it. It's not kind of word for a king to be wearing a crown that's missing a jewel. So when we present the crown to God, Keter Yitenu Lecha, Hashem Elokeinu, we're giving God the crown. Keter Yitenu Lecha. So if you give God a crown with missing holes all over it, God's not going to wear it since you're giving God such a crown. The keter that we give to God is the keter Torah, the keter of the mitzvot. Now, the doctor's right. Not all the mitzvot are able to be fulfilled, so whatever we can't fulfill by, action, we learn it, or we study it, huh? Of course, I don't know most of the things that you repeat back to me, but I'm saying, I give you the credit for remembering it. The point is that we give God Keter. Keter is the 620. That's the key. Now, and that's the highest level, to reach the level of Keter. Now, I've told you many times from the Benu Ha'ari that under each of the letters that we have what's called Nikudot. The Nikudot allow us to read the words. Without Nikudot, then the word is just open. You know, we can read it in many ways, but the Nikudot actually restrict the word in order to read it a certain way. Nikudot is something that we learn when we're very young. And they tell us, put a kamatz under an aleph, it becomes and a patach, and a sereh, and a segor. I'm not going to teach you all the nikudot now. It's well known, however, that you have to know all the nikudot. If you don't know the nikudot, you know how to read. But the Benu Ari said that each one of the nikudot actually represents one of the levels of the sefirot. The Sefirot is the different offices that God reveals himself through. And every office has a symbol in front of the office. It doesn't say on the office the name of the office. It gives you the symbol of the Nikudah. And by looking at the Nikudah, you know exactly where you are. It's the way it is. Instead of writing a chesed, for example, on the door, they put a segol. They put a segol. And when you see a segol, you know that's the chum of the chesed. And then when you want to go to the Department of War, which is Gevurah, you see two dots, a Sheva, one on top of the other, and that's already, and every single Nekudah has its representation in a different Sefirah. Now, the highest of all the Sefirot is, of course, is Keter. That's the highest level. That's where God is, so to speak. That's the greatest revelation. And interestingly enough, that the highest Nekudah that represents Keter is the Kamat. That's a big thing here. That the Kamat itself represents this highest level of Keter. That's why if you look at the Amidah, for example, there's only one beracha that has Kamat in it, and that's the beracha of the Minim and the Machinim. If you look at the Baruch Ata Hashem, Shomer Oibim Machni Azedim, you'll see under that Yudke Vavke of Laminim, there's a Kamat, because once we get rid of the Ramasinim, the Muslim who deny God, then we restore the Keter of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anything that's to do with Emunah is going to affect the Keter, which means they come along and deny God. So they're not denying Hesed, Yivurat, they're denying straight to the top. So therefore, when we pray for their demise, we're restoring the Keter. So therefore, in the Amidah, when we say Baruch Ata Hashem, Shomer Oibim, Machni Azedim, it's a restoration of the Keter. Now, problem is, we are hard pressed to keep the Teriyag Mezuzah because we're making Averot all year long, unfortunately. En Tzadik Ba'aretz, Asher Ya'aseh Tov Ve'lo Yechatah. Even the best of us sometimes fall short of our responsibility. But there's a way to restore the Keter, and that is by making Teshuvah. And the three ways that we said to make Teshuvah is called Tzom Mamon. And therefore, the Nekudah that restores Keter is Kamat. Kamat is Rashi Tevot, Kol, Mamon, Tzom. That this is hinting to us over here, this Anyan, that when a person adopts this practice of Kol, Mamon, Tzom, the three items, so then already he's able to bring himself back, to the higher level. He's able to rise back to the Keter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the secret of the sword of Kamat. And that's why, by the way, a human being is called Adam, as is known. Yes, most of the people are called Adam. Of course, we have Hamor the Surat Adam, which Chaim David Biton, Alav HaShalom, referred to us as the seventh grade, but Baruch Hashem, he called us a lot of names. That was a compliment to Chaim David Biton. Hamor b'tzurat Adam, he said Amen. You'll take that compared to the other diatribes that he would refer to us in the yeshiva. I don't know what we did so bad, but he was angry at us for some reason. He used to tell us La'azazel. Nobody knew what Azazel was. We didn't learn this parasha. We would say V'chel Demor, like we don't know. We don't know what to tell him. Picky what you are. Yeah, a lot of things. And when he didn't speak, his stick spoke. I said, it's the only class we learned Masechet Makot Halakha L'Maaseh. He taught it as Halakha L'Maaseh Masechet Makot. Anyway, that's what occurs over here, Adam. And if you look at the Nekudot under Adam, interestingly enough, there's a Kamat under the Aleph and there's a Kamat under the Dalet. Adam, for good reason. Because it's coming to teach you that the essence of Adam ki yakriv mikem, korban, when a person will come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only way to come close is through the Kamat, Kol Mamon and Tzom. And the Beit Chai says that's why there's two Kamat to come and teach you that if you make Teshuvah when you're young, make Teshuvah again when you're old. Don't rely on the Teshuvah of yesterday. Make Teshuvah again. So the Kamat under the Adam is giving advice, Esa Tova Kamashmalan, to the Adam how to come close. Now, there is something over here that becomes a little unfair. And that is, if a person is a poor person, God forbid, he is now handicapped because although he can fast, the Adami probably fast every day, whether it's willingly or not. And praying, he prays, Shema'at Ani Matat Tishma. The Ani prays, and his prayers are actually more heartfelt than maybe others. But he cannot give tzedakah because he doesn't have. He doesn't have the ability to give. So therefore, he is lacking one of the three. And we just said that the three is the key. Well, the Gemara says, regarding a poor man, it says, all the days of a poor man are bad. Kol yemei ani ra'im. It says, the ani lives in darkness. Olam hashach ba'ado. The world is dark to the poor man. Every day he wakes up and he's in another pit. He's in another hole. Miskin, olam hashach ba'ado. That's all he's preoccupied with, all his chavot and all his bills and all his responsibilities. Olam hashach ba'ado. He cannot see straight. We explained once the Gemara Baba Batra. The Gemara Baba Batra says if a person gives money to an ani, he'll have children that are tamidei hachamim. It says also have children that are rich. Well, I understand rich because midah keneged midah, but he'll have children that are wise. So we explained in the Derash from Rabbi Eliyahu HaKohen Izmir, he said beautiful. He said that sometimes you go to Shi'ur and the guy's sitting there and the guy's daydreaming and he's not focused. He says, what's the matter with you? He says, you ask me to focus? I have so much bills that I have to pay. I have so much chovot. I have so much debt. I look at the Gemara. My mind wanders off to all the other things. So the man who has no money has no peace of mind. He's living in darkness. So therefore, the Gemara says, when a person gives an ani money, what are you giving him back? You're giving him back his ability to think straight. Now he can sit down and learn something. Now already, he paid his bill, that's it. The rabbi says, today you're on the Gemara, how come you're so good today? Oh, Baruch Hashem, somebody gave me some money, I paid all my bills, I can think today. So when you give money to an ani, you give him the ability to think straight. So there's a midah keneged midah, that God will give you children of tamidei hachamim. The money that goes to the poor man is you're giving him his brains by giving him his sechel, and that's what we explain. Ashrem maskil eldal, maskil is sechel. Fortunate is the guy that gives the sechel back to the dal. Besides the money that he doesn't have, he doesn't have his brains, he doesn't have his peace of mind. So ashrem maskil eldal. Fortunate is the guy that gives the guy the ability to think straight, peace of mind. So there's a midah keneged midah on that. So the poor guy, until he comes back on his feet again, he cannot give tzedakah. As a matter of fact, he's probably not allowed to give tzedakah to the degree. You know, he's on the receiving end. So how can he make his tikkun? So the Ben Ish Chai says, on this, we have a remez of a pasuk. The pasuk says, Ket sam lachoshech, that God will always bring an end to the darkness. So bring an end to the darkness. All the darkness always is followed by light. Get some na hoshech. But he says, the guy who's living in hoshech is the ani, ket sam. Ket is kol tzom. He doesn't have to give mamon. He's exempt. God is not going to come to the ani now and say, you didn't give tzedakah. It's not my fault. What I was able to do, I did. But what I'm not able to do, I don't do. So therefore he says, ket sam na hoshech. That to the guy who's living in Hoshech, Ketzam. God gave him the ability to do Ketz. Like they say, two out of three isn't bad. So the Ani is that. The Hachamim say that a rich man, however, cannot take on the leniency of a poor man. You know, if a rich man wants to come along and do two out of three, that's not going to work. The rich man has to do all three. 136 times 3, which is 408. The Ani is able to do 2 out of 3, which is 136 times 2, which is, how much is it? 272. So therefore, David HaMelech hinted to that in his Tehillim when he said, Ish is a rich man, Ish is a Hashuv guy. Ish Ba'ar lo yada. Ba'ar is 272. The Ish Ba'ar lo yada. The Ish cannot get away with Ba'ar. Uksil and the imbecile, he don't want to do nothing. Lo yadin edzot. He don't want to do all 408. the Ish, he just wants to get away with one of them. So do 272. Ish ba'ar lo yada. Maybe the person doesn't sound good. Uksil lo yadin edzot. He don't want to get involved in anything. He don't want to fast, he don't want to pray or do nothing. That's why he's a kasil. So the rem is to the three items in that person. The Ba'ar and the Zot. Anyway, if you remember when the Jewish people came to Har Sinai, remember that episode when they came to Har Sinai, and then later on in Kitisa, unfortunately they did the Egel, if you remember that story over there. And it says that when they got to Har Sinai, God had placed like a crown over Am Yisrael. That Ketarim, literal Ketarim, crowns, two crowns, one for Na'aseh and one for Nishma. But then after they did the Egel, it says God removed the crowns off of them. If you look at the pasuk when it talks about it, Vayishma ha'am et ha'davar ara azeh ve'et abalu, they heard about the punishment after the egel, they started to mourn, ve'lo shatu ish edyo me'alam. And she says, edyo, ketarim shenitnu lahem be'choreh. The crowns that they got at Choreh, it left them. That's it, the crowns left. So you see the word edyo, Ed can mean a witness, but Ed can also mean a crown, like we see by Matan Torah. If that's the case, that Ed referring to a crown, we go back to Al Pasuk in this week's Perasha. The Ani's got to do 2 out of 3. The rich man's got to do 3 out of 3. But there's nobody that can get away with one. One is not accepted by anyone. Oh. There's a reason why I took off my tefillin in a minute. Which means the rich man, he has to do all three. The kamat, called mamon tzom. The poor guy, he can get away with two, but he cannot get away with less than two. Fasting, he could fast. As a matter of fact, the poor man probably fasts every day anyway. Praying, he prays. So that guy can't do. But if a guy will come along and say, guess what? I don't want to do three, I don't want to do two, I want to do one. Which one you want to do? I'll do the easiest one. I'll come to Shalit, I'll pray Shalit in the morning. That's what you want to do? Tzedakah, I told you I'm doing one. So the pasuk comes along according to the Ben Ish Chai and says, Lo yakum ed echad. Ed over is not referring to a witness. Ed is that crown. Is that crown of Keter to reach the level of Keter, which we said is 620, which is the Keter of Torah, which is the... So the person, Lo yakum ed echad be'ish lechol avon ulchol hatat. If a person made a sin, lechol het asheri haitat, Lo yakum ed echad be'ish. Ed echad, one Keter is not going to survive. However, al pi shnei edim, or al pi shlosha edim yakum davar, al pi shnei edim, or al pi shlosha edim, which means your only options are two or three. Two if you're a poor person, God forbid, and three if you're a rich man. So therefore, whatever the Gemara said, you know, in Makot, of course we accept it, but according to the Beit Chai, this pasuk is coming to give us a remez in the subject of teshuvah, that the minimum that one is able to get away with is two, and the maximum, of course, is three, but nobody can come along and get away with one, yakum edehad. Now, once already, we understand that. He goes on to say a pasuk that is from the Nevi'im, but we say it in Haggadah Shel Pesach. The pasuk says, Vatirvi, Vatikdeli, Vatavoi ba'adi adayim. So he says, Vatirvi is referring to that we had wisdom. That's referring to the wisdom. Vatikdeli means we became wealthy. This is referring to the Jews that came out of Egypt. So once we came out of Egypt and we had wealth, so the pasuk says, "Vatavoi." Now we were able to present to God, "Ba'adi." That's one. "Adayim." That's two more. Now we were able to present the three edim, because "Vatirbi Vatikdeli." Before "Vatikdeli," you can ask a Jew in Egypt for tzedakah. He's going to tell you, "I'm an eved. My shekana eved kanada bo. Where am I giving tzedakah from? I have nothing of my own." But once we came out of Egypt, "Vatirbi Vatikdeli," "Vatavoi." Now we can come to God and we can say to God that we're able to do all three. And that's why it was Mirumaz that when the redemption of Egypt doesn't begin in Parashat Beshalach, that's the end of the story. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Magdim Refu'ah LeMakah. The Hakdama Refu'ah LeMakah is when Yosef comes down to Egypt and Yosef eventually becomes the viceroy of Egypt. At that point over there, that's already when the Ge'ulah, the slavery didn't start yet. But already Yosef becomes the viceroy and he starts to institute different beneficial laws that would eventually benefit Klal Yisrael, like we explained, the exemption of Shevet Levi, the clergy, the taxes, the clergy exemption, the different segregation of the Jews. All these things already Yosef was planning. A lot of rules were on the books already from Yosef's time that already protected Klal Yisrael for the long term. That's part of the Ge'ulah. As eventually Am Yisrael would be able to leave Mitzrayim Ba'adi Adayim. And that's why the Zerem is in the name of the Parashah where Yosef rises to power. The name of the Parashah is what? Parashat Mikit. Mikit is hinting to us the same inyan of Mamon, Kol, and Som, which means at that point over there Klal Yisrael was already having the seeds of redemption which will eventually bring them to Adi Adayim. At that point over there, as a slave, Atashav Atam Ila Elohim, Mina Abodah Ba'ezaku. They can only pray to God, and of course, Halach Na'anyat, they were fasting. But Tzedakah, they were not able to have. So therefore, in the Sof Davar, B'machshavat Tehillah, the Torah is already hinting to us that at the time that Yosef rose to power, already that was the tikkun of Mikit. Already the Am Yisrael was already going to be able to reach the final tikkun of what a person is supposed to be doing in life. Not only Kit. Kit Sam Nachoshech. The Ani can only do Kit. But Am Yisrael was able to reach the level of Mikit. That's why Avraham Avinu made such a big deal of this over here. Avraham Avinu, God says, Harechen Yisrael B'Rechush Gadol. God says, well, I had no intention to give them the Rechush Gadol. I intended to give them the Torah. That's the Rechush Gadol. I brought a proof to that. Rechush is not gadol. If you speak proper grammar, Rechush is not gadol. Rechush is rav. Rechush is a lot. Gadol is the wrong word. Gadol is something in quantity, and gadol is something in size. But you don't use that rechush gadol. It's the wrong term. God wasn't referring to that. God was going to give them the Torah. Kedoshah. That's what he meant. I told you many times. Rechush gadol is relative to the one that's talking. When God's talking in the Rechush Gadol, what does he mean? A few hundred dollars? Well, that's not the Rechush Gadol. So God says, Avraham Avinu is going to have claims against me. Avraham Avinu is going to want the money. So you know what? Give him the money also. Shalom Yomarotot Tzadik. And everybody has the same question. Nechi Avraham Avinu is money hungry? Adrabah, the person says, Avraham Kaved. All the money, if anything, it weighed him down. It wasn't considered something as a benefit to Avraham, all the money that he had. And now all of a sudden, what, Abraham's going to be the one that's going to come to God and say, hey, we want the money. Since when did Tzadikim have such an attraction or allure for money? The explanation is because Abraham Avinu knows the tikkun. And Abraham Avinu knows that without money you can't give tzedakah. What did Abraham do with all his money his whole life? Avraham Avinu was able to give the money to Tzedakah, Kol Mamon Tzom. And therefore, Avraham Avinu says, what do you mean? If he's going to give them the Torah, so they'll be able to pray, and they'll be able to fast, but they're not going to be able to make the ultimate tikkun, but Tavoy Ba'adi Adayim. So therefore, Avraham Avinu says, give them the wealth, give them the Rechush Gadol, in order for them to reach the perfect tikkun of Adam. In any event, if that's the case, we go back to the original pasuk that we said above. There's a great rabbi called the Al-Sheikh. The Al-Sheikh HaKadosh, who everybody's fond of, is the Rashot, obviously. The Al-Sheikh says on a pasuk that we know, Dirshu Hashem behem matzeo, kera'uhu behiyoto karov. What does this pasuk mean? Dirshu Hashem behem matzeo, seek God when He is available, when He's found. And the Gemara says that's referring to the 10 days. I'll say it with teshuvah. Kira'uhu biyoto karov, call upon Him when He's close. Well, what is the difference between bimatzeo and biyoto karov? Is it just saying it in different ways, the same thing? So the Al-Sheikh says, no, there's two different situations here. There's bimatzeo and there's biyoto karov. The way he learns biyoto karov means bimatzeo is when God is present. And then there's biyoto karov bimatzeo. There's the bimatzeo and then there's the karov bimatzeo. Bimatzeo is the ultimate revelation. That's when God is very close. Kira'u biyoto karov to what we just said in the beginning of the pasuk. So there's two times you have to call out to God. Number one, at the time. And then the Yoto Karov to the Himatseo. And when is that time of Karov Himatseo? Before the 10 days, namely Elul. So therefore the Yoto Karov is now. This is the time of Karov. After Elul is over, then you're ready, you're entering a new phase. You're entering already the phase of Atei Mishor, which is the Himatseo. And therefore it's imperative to follow the dictation of the dictum of the Nabi. Don't wait until Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is for the last minute chopper. That's for the late comers. Already, a guy shows up on Rosh Hashanah. Where have you been? You just show up to court. You have to already come from at least Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's the Biyoto karov lehimatzeo. And of course we know that the inyan of the hachana, the preparation for anything, is the key to anything. Today it's a forgotten art. The preparation of mitzvot in the olden days was considered something that was very, very, very significant. You know, the preparation for a mitzvah was just as great, if not greater, than the actual mitzvah itself. Just think for a minute how much preparation we do into the baking of the matzot. The eating only takes 2.5 minutes at most, but the preparation takes 6 months. So clearly there's a great value to prepare for those 2.5 minutes. It's the 6 months of investment that makes the 2.5 minutes of eating the matzah now value. So it's like that with anything. But a friend just comes to the table, he picks the matzah, he eats it. It's against the mitzvah, it's nothing to talk about. But it's on a different level. It's not coming with the energy of the hachana. That's a very, very important item to remember. And it comes out when it comes to all the mitzvot. Sure. Sure. And the hachana, he would wash his hands. Unbelievable. That's the correct way. 100%. The tzaddikim, the way they build their sukkah, the way they go pick out their lulav and etrog, you know, all that. But now generation is, listen, bottom line, you call the guy, give me an etrog and lulav, and if he can get it, shot to shake, then he would do that also. But the tzaddikim, they want to get El Nadav, for example, Abba Shalom. He wrote a Sefer Torah, we use it on the high holidays. The Sefer Torah, he himself made the parchment, and he made the ink, like the Chiyah. He made the ink, and he wrote it himself, and he made the wood, he planted the wood for the case, and he etched it. No Sefer Torah is Ma'aseh Yadav. There's not a piece of that Sefer Torah that wasn't fastened by himself. They said, what's the difference? The difference is, the Hachana for the Mitzvah is a great item. The Baal Shem Tov talks about all the Benish Chai talks about all the time. The Hachana for the Mitzvah. And where do we learn Hachana? Where's the source? If somebody would ask you, what's the source of Hachana? Matan Torah, obviously. Matan Torah. There was a lot of preparation for Matan Torah, let's say. There was a long preparation, there was a short preparation. The 50-day preparation. That was when we came out of Har Sinai. When we came out of Mitzrayim, God said, okay, 50 days, start the clock. And then you have the short preparation, which is the 3 days, because there's Shema Yom Lahan. You couldn't just walk into Matan Torah, we're here. What are you here? You needed 3 days of Hagbalah and Kiddusha and Tahara, and all that was a build-up to the 47 days prior to that in order to get the Matan Torah, like the Haggadah says, Ilu kirbanu lefnei Har Sinai velo natan lanu et haTorah dayenu. Dayenu for what? For the preparation. The preparation of what we did was kedai. Which is all the closeness that we got to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Hachana. Of course, it doesn't mean that we would have been happy not to get the Torah itself, but we're saying that there's a value in this itself. Anu amelimum kabdim sachar al amelut. Amelut is not the result. Amelut is the effort. The effort is referring to the hachana for the mitzvah. We get reward not only for the result, but we get reward for the amelut, the effort that leads to the mitzvah. And that we learn from Matan Torah. If that's the case, Rabotai, we go back to our original pasuk, the pasuk which is the pasuk of Elul. And the pasuk comes along and says, well, tzedakah is mercy. Tzedek is not. Tzedakah with a head at the end is mercy. That would be represented in any one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of mercy. Yudkeh Vavkeh, for example. The name of God of judgment would be what? Elohim, which equals 86, which is also the numerical value of the word Lanu. Lanu is Lamed, Nun, Vav. We have an accountant here, David, 86. So the Pasuk is coming along and telling us, in the month of Elul's name is here, right? The He Vav Yud. Utsaka Tehye Lanu. That we're trying to turn the Lanu, the Midat Hadin, which is manifest, we have to turn into Utsaka, Utsaka Tiyelanu. That's the whole goal of it, Utsaka Tiyelanu. We need to turn it into Tzedakah. The question is how? Not to show up on Rosh Hashanah. Showing up on Rosh Hashanah, you're too late. Ki Nishmor La'asot Et Kol HaMitzvah HaZot. First, the Pasuk comes along and says, you have to keep the Mitzvah HaZot. What zot? The 408, the kol, and the tzom, and the mamon. That's the first item. But when should you start the kol, tzom, and mamon? Lifnei Hashem Elohenu. Before Hashem Elohenu. Hashem Elohenu is Rosh Hashanah. Lifnei means, not in front of, lifnei means prior. What is that? In the month of Elul. Now you're telling me that there's an inyan of Hachana? Where do you see that there's an inyan of Hachana? Kasher Tivanu, like God commanded us at Matan Torah. Just like God commanded us at Matan Torah, because the Shema Yom Mahan, He commands us every year in the month of Elul, Ki Tishmor La'asot Et Kol HaMitzvah HaZot. First you have to keep the Mitzvah HaZot to the best of your ability. But it has to be Lifnei Hashem. It has to be a month. So there's no coincidence that the configuration of the Shem of this month is in this pasuk over here. It's not Sam a fluke that happened to be in this pasuk. It lands the month of Elul. It's giving us a remez. And therefore, Rabotai, our custom is well founded. The custom of getting up to Sirichot at the crack of dawn every morning, the Sparadim. One of the great rebbes said that even if the Ashkenazim don't have a custom of getting up to read Sirichot, fine, but they have to get up. Jesus, so get up and read Tehillim then. Get up and do something else. It's Tzrichot you don't got to do. That's our custom. But Tzrichot we do. But to get up, they have to get up nonetheless, especially during these times over there. And that's what it says, Bifnei Hashem Elokeinu. And that's the inyan of the tzedakah that we give, the extra charity we give during this month over here, more than the other month, if we're able to. But lo yakum ed echad v'ish, lechol amon lechol chatal. Ed echad is not going to work. Ish ba'ad lo yedah v'silu evin et zot. To rely on ba'ad when you're in ish, and not to do nothing, that's only the reaction of exil. And that's what David HaMelech said in his stating that we say every day after the prayer. Bezot ani boteyah. David HaMelech said, I'm relying on these three ketarim, these three counts of it, the kamas. And that's what the pasuk was saying by Aaron HaKohen. When he comes into the Holy of Holies, Bezot yavo Aaron, he comes with the power of these three things over here. So Yidatom should be Zocher. Baruch Hashem, we caught this Tevato in the beginning of the month. You know, this could have been said to us, Erev Rosh Chodesh Tishri, and then everybody would have claims. Hey, now you tell us, now you cannot have any claims. There's 3 weeks ahead of us, the time is still... Time is still on our side. The majority of the month is still ahead of us. Only a week is behind us. So therefore, we have to mechazek rabotai, and we know that we're going to have a good month and a good ketiva and hatima. Because Rabbi Friedman's here, and I don't know why we're the lucky ones to get the rabbi anytime he comes on his trips. We're not complaining. We don't want to say it too loud because we don't want the meketregim to hear it, and somebody else will take him. But nonetheless, Baruch Abba LeGavran Abba, I want you to know that the rabbi sends out his ma'amarim, to the whole world. Who's not reading the rabbi's ma'amarim? But when he has a super-duper one, because everyone is super, super plus, but some once in a while, or a lot of times, there's a super-duper one, and he gives me the courtesy. He sends it to me 2 days before, and he says, Rabbi, this is a good one. I think you're going to enjoy it, with a love letter he attaches to it. And he sends me it so I get to get a good study of it. And this summer he had a couple of doozies over it, so it's appreciated. I don't know why I get that courtesy, but I'm not complaining. Anyway, Baruch Abba LeGavran Abba. I'm sure he has very little to say on this subject that we just mentioned, but nonetheless, I'd like to invite the great rabbi.
The truth is, I'm in a bit of I come to listen to the rabbi. You didn't come out, it's a machaya to listen. And I always have the dilemma. Maybe one time come and don't talk, just be quiet. And they're going to see I really come with some mind. But, it's catchy. And usually, I don't prepare much. I build on the words from the Rav. So I imagine that the problem. No, it's okay. I don't need it. It's okay. I imagine that the Rav was mentioned it already, but the Rav spoke about Bezot Ani Boteach, some call Mamon, you heard it, three times, 136. So the Rav said, and the truth is that we need to try to do all three. And the Ben Ish Chai says if you can do three, at least two. So there are tzaddikim that were even more generous, and they said at least one. Try to do be perfect. If you do one perfect, you're giving tzedakah with your or your call, your davening, praying, or tzom. At least one should be perfect. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu figures like you do all three. Where's the Ramat? So he says, there's a pasuk in Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat. We say, Ish Baal Lo Yeida Uksil Lo Yavin Etzot. Let's figure out. One time, it's three times 136. So one is called is 136. Two times 136. 272. He says, Ish, if somebody is a person, the Ish, then Bar Lo Yeida. He just doesn't know two, but at least he knows one. But Iksil, if he's a Iksil, a fool, Lo Yavin Etzot. But he doesn't have all three together.
He
doesn't even use one. But it's just one Rabbi Kiva Eger says that, the great Rabbi Kiva Eger. And he says that this is the remez in Shir HaShirim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Hashmi'ini et kolech, ki kolech arev. I want to hear one call. Call is Kuf Lamed Vav. Give me one of the three. Ki kolech, if you do one, arev, it's considered if you do the other two, it's with gematria reish lion bet. So this is not a stira. We know one needs to be perfect, the other one at least do part of it. But this is about the. Now let's mention something about Elul. I once said at a Sheikh Tevot, you know, what is Elul? The Rishonim say, the Avudraham, another Rishonim, that Elul is Merumaz in the Pasuk, Ani Lododi Vedodi Li. The Sheikh Tevot Elul, Ani Lododi Vedodi Li. What's the Sofei Tevot? Yud, 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 Yud. 40 days, beginning Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippurim. And this 40 days is Mem Yom Shel Yetzirat Avlav, that we have created Biryah Chadashah to the new year and have new Shefa, new Chaim. So we begin Rosh Chodesh Elul. When do we end? Yom Kippur. What is the decisive, what is the ending of Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kodashim and they did the Hazaot. The blood, Achat Lamala, Sheva Lamata. As Elul, the Rashi Tevot, Achat Lamala, Sheva Lamata. Beginning Chodesh Elul, we need to be prepared for Sof Maseba Machshavat Chila, Hidarat Dachana begins now. That when the Kohen Gadol does Achas Lamala Vesheva Lamata, we already are ready for that. So what's the idea of Achas Lamala Vesheva Lamata? So I once brought down from the Torah to Allah, from the Ramah, he made a sefer on all that, without Bet HaMikdash. He explains why did the Kohen Gadol do all most of the Hazaot, Biyom HaKippurim is Achas Lamala Vesheva Lamata. Why? So he says, that we have a Yetzer Tov tells us what to do, go down, go learn. He doesn't talk much, he's popular, he gives you the right stuff. The Yetzer Hara knows that he has it, he needs to fight it, so he fights it with all kind of ways, all kind of tricks. How many tricks does he have in his sleep? So the Gemara says Masechet Sukkah Daf Nun Bet Amud Aleph, Shiva Shemot Yesh Lo La Yetzer Hara, he has seven names. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Karo Ra, Ki Yesh Lev Adam Ra Minorav, Kishalem, all kinds of seven names. What seven names? Seven names is the seven drachim that a person has to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has seven drachim that fights him. Kisheva Yipol Tzadik. A tzadik can fall seven times because the Yetzer has seven ways. It tries from the door. You don't let him through the door, you think you're finished. He's coming through the window. He can't get through the window. So it's like b'chol yom v'yom yitzro shel adam b'tgeber. Why b'chol yom v'yom? How many days do we have in the week? 7 days. Can I get the seven midot? B'chol yom v'yom, it's not that we have one day, Sunday you've overcome and you're finished. Monday he has a new trick in his sleeve. Tuesday, b'chol yom v'yom, Kisheva Yipol Tzadik. We all, everybody has a tzadik. What? Why is he called a tzadik? The Tam. He doesn't lay on the floor. Somebody falls down, he gets up. Kisheva Yipol Tzadik the Tam. Says the Ramah, the Kohen Gadol was Melit Yosher and Klal Yisrael. And he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, what do you want from your small, from your children? Achat Lamala. There's only one way to get up, the Yetzer Tov. Aba v'sheva lamata. The 7 days, the seven drachim that Yetzer Hara pulls you down. So what's the idea? The idea is that the Kohen Gadol, when he did Achat Lamala v'sheva lamata, he, with that po'ula, po'el dimyon, we have the Rambam, that every po'ula means something, he gave the power, that we should have the power, Achat Lamala. Vesheva, the Achat Lamala should overcome the Vesheva Lamata. So I thought that with this we can explain the great mitzvah of Tfilin Bechol Yom. Every day we put on Tfilin. We have Tfilin Shel Yad, which is on the left side, the left side is the Yetzarara, Keneged Alev. The Midrash says, Lev Chacham Lemino, the Yetzer Tov. We won't get into why that little bit from the Moach. But on the right side is the Yetzer Tov, and the left side is the Yetzarara. So the Chatam Sofer says that some people came to the king and they said, we want to accept you for king. We want to be. He says, first you need to get the guy who rebels against me, and then you can make it. So he says that some Sofer says, first we need to bind the Yetzer Hara. We need to be machnia the Yetzer Hara. And then we can be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzalin Shel Ros, V'ra'u Kol Amei Ha'aretz, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha. So we say, how much trichot do we do? Seven. Because we're binding seven names of the Yetzer Hara. Whatever Rabbatai, every day, when we put on the tefillin, the Rav said, we need Hakana. We are connected to the left side, the Yetzer Hara, and all the seven, we are binding him. After we're binding him, we're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the tefillin. So the tefillin shorosh is achat lamala, and this is seva lamata. So when we begin chodesh elul, elul derashei tevot achat lamala v'seva lamata, that we need to make the preparation during chodesh elul for yom kippurim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help. We should have a ktiva v'chatima tova, and the Rav should be healthy and give shiurim, healthy shiurim, and Bezrat Hashem, I should have the zchut to be mishtatef by the shiurim. We added a rabbi to this, the Rash of the rabbis, based on something that I heard from Rav Pam, alav shalom. Rav Pam said that it's not enough to bind the Yetzer Hara, because when you bind him, he's useless. The greater level is to take your enemy and let him work for you. That's a higher level. You know, if you tie him up in shackles, then it's always worthless. It doesn't serve anybody a purpose. And the Pasuk says that you have to serve God b'chol levavecha. And the Gemara says b'shnei yetzarecha, the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. The Mishnah says, "Ezu Gimura Koveshet Yitzro." It doesn't say Haoreget Yitzro. It says Koveshet Yitzro. You have to conquer him. Once you conquer him, you turn him into your slave. He gave this derash, I guess, at a bar mitzvah of one of his grandchildren, and he said that, as the rabbi says in many of his derashot, that when a person is born, already he's born with the Yetzer Hara. He doesn't get the Yetzer Tov until he's bar mitzvah. So the Yetzer Hara has a head start. The Yetzer Hara is considered, 13 years old already. Now all of a sudden the Yetzer Tov comes in. Hayom Yedetichah, today you're born, that's when he gets the Yetzer Tov. So Rav Pam said that that's what Shem Ve'Eved was telling Rivka. Rivka had two babies in her womb. One was Yaakov, and one was Esav. Yaakov represents the Yetzer Tov. Esav represents the Yetzer Hara. So she says Shnei Goyim, etc., etc. But then she says like this. He said, the Rav is the older one. The older one is the Yetzer Hara. Ya'avod Sa'ir will become the servant of the younger one. Which means you got to use the Yetzer. Which means the Yetzer Hara has speed and alacrity to go do avirot. You have to use that agility and energy to go do mitzvot. And the Yetzer Hara has jealousy, you have to use it for kinat sofri. And the Yetzer Hara has gaava, and you have to use it for not to be embarrassed of people, to fight vayigbali bovid al-chashim. All the negatives are able to be turned into a person's out of kavod. But you have to have kavod atzmi, you have to take a shower, you have to shave, you have to look proper. The person will say, no kavod, so then already, after some you make a halal Hashem. So you have to use the Yetzer Hara and then just harness it. It's like a horse, a wild horse. What do you say, you shoot in the head? No, you take some reins and you harness it. Now you have a great tool. The Yetzer Hara becomes a great instrument. So what did the great rabbi say? The great rabbi said that when we put on the tefillin shel yad, so we're knocking the Yetzer Hara down, we're holding him down over here,
That's the Sheva Lemata. And then what do we do over here? We put the Tefillin Shel Rosh, and that's Lehat Hat Lemala. But it's a problem, because we don't want to keep the Yetzer Hara over here. We want the Yetzer Hara to come up. He's got to be with us on top. So that's what the Rem is. If you look at the two sheens on the Tefillin, you see one sheen has four legs, and the other sheen has three legs. That's representing the seven, which means we took the Yetzer Hara that was a bad thing, that was on the left side, and all of a sudden now, Veravya, we lifted it up now. Now already we turned the Hat Lemala and the Sheva Lemala. Everything is up, which means we didn't leave anything down. And that's the secret over there. That's the next level. That's already the highest.
And the finish is not that I just not my. I told him it's the late and cut.
Who is that?
That the sheen of the ceiling, there's a sheen on the right side and there's a sheen on the left side. One is three and one is four. So the Benish Chai says the word plus four is a sheen and a vav. Because it makes a gematria, root 600 root. But so we're saying, how much is the value of the gematria of Yetzer? 300. Yetzer. So you have a Yetzer on the right side, that Yetzer of that machine. And you have a Yetzer on the left side, but what we want to do is connect the left side with the right side. Bab, Motif, Alinyan, Rishon. So this is the two Yetzerim. So over here we're binding the Yetzer. I didn't want to, I said it's enough, but the Rab brought it up. And by the way, the Ramah says, Akat Lamala Vesheva Lamata, to bring him up. I just didn't want to, at the end, but then I was forced me. So we got the sheen on this side.
That's yes, yes, yes.
So first we're binding him, and then yes, plus the vav.
Okay, we give Rabbi Friedman the last word.
No, no, no. I mean, 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 I m